Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. I know basketball.
I've been there when Joe sculled one out of the sand trap. It's not always a pretty sight.
You better believe it. Fortunately, it hit the bricks and didn't hit the window. I remember it well.
I remember that, too, at Nash Pro Village.
I remember it well. I sculled one out of the trap right across the parking lot off of an apartment complex.
That was great. Go ahead.
I also hit one in the pool over there one time. I remember that.
Did you have a playable eye after that?
I did. It was on a float in the middle of the pool.
Yeah. Did Spalding Smales clear a spot out for you?
They did not have to shut down the pool, no.
Okay, good. I don't know how to segue from that into tomorrow's basketball game.
How about I just grab it?
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Football returns today. The guys all report back for practice this afternoon. They will practice Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday morning. And then after Tuesday morning, they'll be released to go home for Christmas. So this is a pretty important 5 days. They've been off for exams. Sure, they've been lifting and all that, but really haven't had practice in the last few days because of exams. So this is a pretty important 5-day stretch for them to get a lot of work done before they report back. I think they'll report back on the 27th after the Christmas break. And then when they come back, they'll go directly to the Opryland Hotel where the team will be staying. And that'll be a little unusual, too, because they're used to going and staying overnight in a hotel on a game week. And they're going over there to stay, you know, through the first of the year. So that'll be a very much like a road experience for them. But very important 5 days coming up to get some things worked out, to see how Mackenzie Adams feels, to see how Jared Hawkins feels, and see if we can evaluate a little more whether or not they're going to be able to play on New Year's Eve.
Is Brian Reese going to put together maps of the hotel for everybody?
You know, I was thinking about the guys are going to get their exercise just walking from their rooms down to eat, you know, and inevitably someone will get lost in the middle of the hotel.
No, we got three guys lost over in the Delta. What are we going to do?
Exactly.
And when you go to the water show, don't jump in.
Oh, well, it's going to be a great experience for them.
How about, again, the quarterback situation bears watching?
Yep.
Mo Patton wrote about it yesterday in the Tennessean. The freshman quarterback, Larry Smith, could see extensive action.
He could. I think it's interesting because the coaches, and I think we've talked a little bit about this, have to deal with, do you play those guys, you know, your seniors, do you play all of your veterans, you know, the entire time? You certainly want to win the game, but at what point do you play some younger guys to give them the experience of playing in that situation? And that's a line that Coach Johnson will have to walk, and quarterback is going to be obviously one of those positions where you could certainly see three guys play in that contest against BC.
Tomorrow, basketball, Tennessee Tech in town at 5 o'clock, and they gave Florida State a decent game the other night.
They always seem to give us a pretty good game, too. We met them, of course, in San Juan a year ago, and they're very very athletic as always, well-coached. It's a big game for them, obviously, to get up against an in-state team. So we'll have to be ready to play. The women play tonight against Tennessee State. It's been a while since the women have played. I think the last game they played was December 6th, and that was out in California. So they've been off this whole time through exams, and now they're about to go into that catch-up mode game-wise. They're going to play this game. I think they're going to play three games across 4 or 5 days. So they'll be very busy here over the next few days.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you on Monday. And, of course, we'll be listening tomorrow, 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock tip-off.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.